The 5-month-old television and movie writers' strike has just ended. Our television critic David Bianculli is in Los Angeles, where he's participating in a TV critics' press tour. For 2 weeks now, David has been talking with the television executives, meeting producers and stars about the fall season. He's with us now, on the horn from his hotel room, out on the coast, just across the street from Universal Studios. Well, so when will the fall season actually start? December?
There's not going to be an actual rollout week. It looks now that September is pretty much shot at CBS and at ABC. NBC is announcing a lot of its stuff coming back in terms of its returning shows.
Huh. So actually very few new shows.
Very few new shows in terms of if anybody was reading TV enough to know what was announced by the networks in May among the new fall series, most of them are not going to show up until late October, early November.
So a few new themes in the new season, but I imagine lawyers will still be big. How about women heroines?
Actually, women heroines are part of it, but the biggest thing, and this is sort of scary, is moonlighting clones. The strike has delayed this a little bit, but moonlighting was hot when everybody went into production a year ago on things that were going to come out this season. So everybody is talking smart to everybody else and just barely escaping going to bed with one another, and it's that sort of a deal. It's a pretty tiresome trend.
Well, the thing I noticed about Moonlighting is that the writing deteriorated from its first season.
Yes.
So is the writing going to be at a par with Moonlighting in its early days or at its nadir?
Well, I haven't seen any sparkling writing. The best that I can say is that there's one show, Murphy's Law, which does Moonlighting the way Moonlighting used to do Moonlighting. So that's, I guess, a compliment, but I'm not really excited about seeing Moonlighting the way it used to be anymore. There's a new show called Midnight Caller with Gary Cole, who starred in Fatal Vision, and that looks like a fairly interesting show. My hopes are pinned on a show called Tattingers, which is a new show by the makers of St. Elsewhere. The pilot of that looks a little violent, but very interesting and well cast. But it really is a crapshoot at this point in the game.
What have the writers been doing during this time? Have they been actually sitting at their word processors churning out material that they can hand in when the strike's over? Have they been trying to meet their mortgage payments by becoming waiters?
I don't know. I've talked to a whole bunch of different writers. Some of them say that they expect that now that the strike is over, they're going to look into a bottom drawer of their word processor office, and all of a sudden, all these scripts will appear magically. So some of them have been working without telling anyone.
The networks have long denigrated to cable television. Are they still doing that out there on the coast?
They're trying to, but it's a much harder sell. Cable may be the only big winner of the strike because through co-production deals abroad and the fact that they were not idle during the strike period, they've got a big lineup. I mean, they are targeting September and October as a time to be very competitive. And so I think that they're hoping that a lot of people realizing that the networks are not doing good stuff or stuff that is up to their own par may seek viable alternatives, and they'll be there.
Well, thank you, David.
Okay, thanks a lot.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.